And first part of Sunday Satsang is September 3rd, 2023. We're describing Manjri Bhav Sadhana, tasting Bhakti Rasa Manjri Bhav Sadhana. We're reading from a book by Kunja Bihari Das Babaji Maharaj. He's describing some things about some sevas of the Manjris. He's quoting some different personalities, some songwriters. And he quotes Dina Krishnas, Siddha Dina Krishnas Babaji. Wrote a book called Prarthanamrita Tarangani. And he has a prayer for Seva to Radha Krishna Yuga. He said, "O Radha Krishna, after you have finished enjoying your amorous pastimes, you sit quietly in self-contained happiness. I will serve you at that time along with other sakis. Sri Rupa Manjri will glance at me to indicate a seva I should do. From that glance of Rupa Manjri, I should arrange your clothing and ornaments. I will bring saffron, musk, sandal, camphor, pan, kajal, sindoor, and many other things for your pleasure. I will cool you with refreshing breezes from a chamara fan. O Rupa Manjri, O Manjalali, be merciful and please give me seva like this. Make me one of your dasi, make me a dasi of one of your dasis." This is the only prayer of this lowly Krishna Das. It's actually Krishnadas, this is Siddha Krishnadas. The famous Siddha Krishnadas from Govardhan wrote a book of prayers called Prarthanamrita Tarangani, waves of nectarine prayers from the famous Siddha Krishnadas. So the main point we learn from this prayer is that communication in the spiritual world is very subtle. The movement of an eyebrow or movement of the lips or a finger, it's called ingita, I-N-G-I-T-A, ingita, means indication. It's interesting. It's like the word indication we have in English, ingita, I-N-G-I-T-A. It means subtle suggestion, unexpressed intention. So this word is often there in prayers about Seva for Radha Krishna. "When will Vishakha give me an indication I should do this service?" She just looks at me, and in her look I know what she means. So you can see how subtle and how sensitive the communication is between members of the spiritual world, like Radha Krishna and the Sakis Manjris. They don't have to say, they can communicate. They can speak so many things through the eyes. Specific sevas they can communicate just by looking. One look means get a chamara whisk. The other look means, decorate me. Another look means go find Krishna. Just from a glance. There's another Vaishnava songwriter, devotional writer called Vaishnava Das. He says, "O Vrishabhanandini, when will Guna Manjri take me into her association? After you and Krishna are exhausted from rasa dancing and sitting together on a raised dais platform to rest, you will feel dizzy and will be perspiring. Then by mercy of Guna Manjri, I will get her hinting glance," another hint is given, "I, along with Rati Manjri, will come and fan you with chamaras. I'll wash and dry your faces and feet. And Rupa Manjri will offer me some pan to place in your mouth." Mouth of Radha Krishna. "By my seva, your fatigue will soon be removed and you'll feel comfortable and relaxed." Vaishnavas praise that this desire will be fulfilled, because what could be worse than non-fulfillment? So in the eyes of this great devotee Vaishnava Das, he's praying for seva in his manjaris through a specific seva during rasa dance. And he's saying, other than seva to Radha Krishna, if I don't get this service, so why should I live? So this now, this whole discussion about rasa, that was a little discussion about manjaris, kind of diversion. Now he gets back on topic. Now he starts talking about sattvic bhavas. Because when you talk about anubhavas, when the love between Radha and Krishna is stimulated, then that stimulation of love, they express anubhavas. And some are voluntary physical expressions. They're called udvastras. And involuntary physical expressions are called sattvic bhavas. So sattvic bhavas and udvastras come under the category, or both under the category of anubhavas. Anu means, there are bhavas, sentiments, feelings, and expressions of feelings that follow the love when it's stimulated of the vibhav, Radha and Krishna. So sattvic bhava is sometimes defined as a separate category, but it's actually also an anubhava. Because these are crying, trembling, perspiring, hair standing, and then color of skin changing color. These are the asa sattvic bhavas. So Bhakti Rasa Srinivasa Sinha describes the sattvic bhavas. There's these five different bhavas, feelings and sentiments and expressions of feelings are what combines together to create the experience of rasa. Madhurya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Dasya Rasa. So Rupa Goswami defines when one's consciousness is overcome by one stirati, a dominant mood of love, or a secondary emotion of love, like viraras and abhutaras, they're called gonarasas. The condition of one's mind is called sattva, which means existence, being. And when that expression becomes, that emotion accelerates and it saturates your consciousness, it creates changes in the physical body. So now he describes sattvic bhavas of the manjaris. They come, the manjaris experience sattvic bhavas. In other words, where's the microphone box or something? The manjaris experience sattvic bhavas like trembling or perspiring. When? So he's saying, when they're absorbed in appreciation of Radha and Krishna's lilas and emotions, those uncontrolled, involuntary expressions of the emotionally overwhelmed consciousness of Radha and Krishna are called sattvic bhavas. In other words, there's a transferal of emotions. The emotions of Radha and Krishna are transferred into the manjaris, into the sevadasi. So now Rupa Goswami lists the eight asa sattvic bhavas. Becoming stunned, which is stoma, perspiring, which is swayed, and then he says, revelation, hair standing, and choking of the vice, swara beta is called, and trembling, and discoloration of the change of the color of the skin, and crying and fainting. And here's an example of the manjaris experiencing all eight of these sattvic bhavas. Because generally we're thinking of sattvic bhavas, we're thinking of relation to Radha and Krishna. But the manjaris, because they're bhavtalabhya, they're one with Radha and Krishna's loving sentiments. It's called tat-tat bhavichatmika. They want to be one with their love and sentiments. They're also one with the experience of that love and sentiments, which transforms them into different physical and emotional ways, which are one of the ways is sattvic bhavas. So now, Prabhupada Saraswati in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he describes how the manjaris experienced all eight sattvic bhavas. This is a sloka, doesn't tell the number. May these mandaris who constantly worship Radharani by their service manifest eternally in my heart. The bees, honeybees of the minds of the mandaris are always buzzing with intoxication from the tasting the honey of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And due to the intense love of the mandaris for Lila Yugal, their eyes are sometimes filled with tears. Their bodies are covered with thrill bumps. And sometimes the mandaris faint or become stunned by their feelings of ecstatic affection. But because of this, they are regretful because the disturbance is created in their seva. It says here that they experience all asakshavik bhavas, but what we read here is, we read four. It is well known, although these ecstatic reactions to internal feelings are often considered to be proofs of high spiritual attainment and signs of the uncontrollable joy brought about by pure bhakti, devotees aren't aspiring to attain these pleasurable experiences. Indeed, they become angry at the ecstasy. It's hard to conceive, because we're always so much in misery and material consciousness that we experience some joy somehow or other, some way or other, that we want to hold on to that joy and lock it up and keep it with us all the time. But unfortunately, in the spiritual world, the mandaris are cursing the joy and cursing the ecstasy, because it creates some temporary block in their seva or obstruction to their loving seva to Radha and Krishna. For example, if you're fanning Radharani in a kunja and you start trembling because you're experiencing something about it, you can drop the fan, drop the chamar, you drop your seva. Your ecstasy, that's good, you're enjoying ecstasy, but you drop the fan, your seva is katamogya. So the primary focus of mandri is seva, Radharani seva. It's called a kanda seva. It means no break in the seva. We're always looking for a break in the seva. We always say, when's the seva over? Like someone says, you have to do the seva. The first question is, how long will it take? It'll take forever. Oh, no, thank you. So the mandaris, they want a kanda seva, 24/7, unbroken, uninterrupted seva, not interrupted by ecstatic transcendental bliss. It comes, it will come, definitely come, but it can be considered an obstacle to their seva. They don't have an independent desire for personal enjoyment. So he quotes another, I guess, prayer from Vrindavan Mahamrita. May those mandaris of Radharani manifest always in my heart. What does that mean, manifest? Does that mean in your heart you should see a little Rupa mandari running around? In your heart you should close your eyes and see a little Rati mandari running around? No, it means their bhav. Their bhav should fill their bhav should become your bhav. Their mood, bhav means mood, sentiment, feelings. Feelings of seva, mood of seva. That should become our mood and feelings of seva. They want that. We want their bhav to manifest. Just like we see some nice person, we appreciate their qualities. We don't want to put them in our heart. We want to put their qualities in our heart. They have their them and not me. You know, I got enough problem with me. I want to put you deal with you too. But I like some good qualities you have. I like to add those to my repertoire, or add those to my own qualities. So that's called appreciating association and taking on the good qualities of other devotees. There's a verse in Padma Puran, because I read it one time in English. It's a long book, a big book. There's very interesting things there. It says when you meditate on advanced spiritual personalities, I don't know how they came up with this mathematical calculation, but they say you meditate on events for spheres of personalities, then 1/6 of their good qualities comes inside of you. And there are verses in 11th canto which talk about the downside, the negative side. When you criticize other people, anyone, devotee, non-devotee, whoever, you criticize and point out bad qualities or faults in others, all those qualities, bad qualities and bad faults come inside you. There's verses in 11th canto. Recorded in Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha also. So the idea is by observing yourself and someone else, either positively or negatively, you get a positive result or negative result. That's the conclusion. So it's best to always observe yourself in Hari Guru and pure Vaishnavas. So then you'll become like Hari and Guru and pure Vaishnavas. And now, because this is a section on Sattvic Bhavas, and this is a book about Manjri Srut Nirupan, what is a Manjri, what is a Srut. So he's describing Sattvic Bhavas, and he mentioned briefly Nectar of the Ocean. Now he's creating his own essay here, Kunta Vihari, by quoting different books by different acharyas, like Vrindavan Mayamamrita. So now he quotes Krishna Bhavanamrita by Vishnu Chakravarti, to give further description of how the Manjris are experiencing Sattvic Bhavas. Sometimes Radha and Krishna reverse their roles in their erotic pastimes. Radharani, like a flash of golden lightning, she attacks Krishna. In other words, Radharani becomes the aggressor. Usually the man is the aggressor and the woman is the aggressed or whatever. So Radharani attacks Krishna due to the inducement of Cupid. Radharani adapts an aggressive male mood. Seeing this, the Manjris watching through the kunja, windows of the kunja, start crying in ecstasy. And they watch the windows of the kunja with their tears. I don't know what kind of windows they have there, but I don't think they have glass windows, but whatever, bamboo windows. So that's what it says, that's what the translation says. They're crying ecstasy, which washes the windows of the kunja. So when devotees come here to clean the ashram, they use something called Windex. But next time we have Ma cleaning, I'm going to tell everybody, just use your tears and clean the glass windows with your tears. Save money on Windex. No, first you have to enter your budget through. When you come in to clean the ashram on the Kasi, ashram cleaning, you enter your mantra through, and in your mantra through, then you cry Ashu, frame Ashu, and with those tears of frame, you wash the windows. Wash all the brudge off the windows. So this is from Stavamala. So this is all examples of Manjris going ecstatic. So finally we get some ecstasy. I said save his bliss, remember? In Stavamala, Rupa Goswami gives an example. Oh Krishna, when will you place your chewed tambo, betel nut, in Radharani's mouth? And Radharani will become angry and say, what do you think I am? Am I supposed to eat your contaminated uchishta? Then Radharani will throw it away. Pretty fired up Radharani. Krishna kisses Tumble into Radharani's mouth. She sits down, what? Hey, this is your chishta. I don't want it. This is Rupa Goswami. He's telling them all. I'm not making it up. From the Manjri thinks, I can understand that the purpose of your doing this is to give me your prasadam. As I chew the leftover veal nut and think of your mercy, my whole body will tremble and shiver in excitement. When will such a day come? Kave habi bolo seydin amar. Kave habi bolo seydin amar. This is a prayer of Ragmarg. Somebody else on Vaidimar, they're praying, when will I stop making offenses? Shidanam Ruchi Aparada Gucci, whatever it is. So on Ragmar, you're praying, well, at Kavi Havi Bola Seydin, Seydin Amar, when will my day come? Well, I'll get the prasadi pan of Krishna roaring, spit out, rejected and spit out, appearing to reject Krishna's love offering, but actually, she Radharani rejected Krishna's love offering, but she turned the rejected offering from Krishna into a voluntary offering to her manjaris. So rejection on one side may be acceptance on the other side. Krishna got rejected and the manjaris got accepted. So who is the lucky winner here? The manjaris. And Radharani also. Because he put Krishna in his place. If he was, Krishna was proudly giving, you know, surely Radharani want my chewed pot. So he kisses Radharani, catch the kitch. Then, what? There's 3 billion suckies waiting for us in the Rasa dance. And Radharani just spits it out. Jai Radharani ki, jai. So 3 billion gopis will gladly, lovingly, ecstatically accept Krishna's offered pan, but not Radharani. Now, Raghunath Das, there's 2 prayers from the Stavali by Das Goswami about manjaris showing sattvic bhavas. When will that time come when the 2 best dancers of Cupid, Radha and Krishna, will be drenched in their own perspiration and beautified by their hair standing erect on their bodies after being tired of dancing rasa dance? And this insignificant soul will use a chamara to fan them with artistic hand movements. Artistic, you know, I see some of these pujaris in different temples. It's interesting to watch. Especially if you're Nitya Sevas Chamara. You go to different temples and you watch pujaris over Chamara. You can pick up some tips how to do your Nitya Seva. Like once one of my disciples, their Sevas painting right on his feet. So I said, you should go to, and they're a Western person, they don't know so much about this stuff. So I said, you should go, you have any Indian friends, go to Gajendra Goswami and watch his wife paint her feet. And watch how she does it, so you get a feel for it. You see, ask her questions. What are you mixing? How do you use your fingers? Use a paintbrush? Use a cloth? How do you put the lac dye on? You should get into the details. So some pujaris, you go to Radha Raman and watch how fancy they do the chamara. And you go around Radha Kund, different pujaris. Then you see who's fancy, who's not fancy. Then you go to that one. Radha Vallabha, they're very fancy, you know. Bunker Yard, they're not fancy at all. But, you know, so they're like, you know, they do things with a chamara. So then you go home, you practice with your chamara. Sounds silly, but it's done. It's done. I know people have done that. So, when the manjari's watching, she's saying, when will I do this? But while I'm fanning Radha and Krishna, I'm crying tears of joy. I know there's another one from Stavali by Raghunath Das. I meditate on the slightly smiling Radha and Krishna as they fight in Cupid's battlefield. As I meditate around Krishna, my body becomes soaked from head to toe in perspiration and tears. My body is discolored, the hairs are standing on end. In this way, I am experiencing all the 8 ecstatic bodily states. So, it's literally only listing Shwedi and Ashru, Varna, Vipatu. It's only listing 1, 2, 4, but she's saying I'm experiencing all 8. Another Vrindavan Champu, there's a passage of Manjari's experiencing Sattvic Bhavas. One Manjari, while fanning Krishna with the end of her sari, so if you're in a situation where you forgot your chamara, like sometimes you go somewhere you forget your jabis, what do? Shine on your fingers. Like Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya shone on his fingers, he didn't shine on Mala. So you go somewhere and you forget your chamara. You just try to pick up your sari and start making a fan. So she was fanning with the end of her sari while the bangles on her arm jingled musically. Then due to the manji was ecstatically trembling, the cloth slipped from her hands. Well, you know, got a little demonstration. It slipped from her hands. But she wasn't noticing this due to her absorption. She continued. She was so absorbed in Radha Krishna. She dropped it and her hand kept moving like this. That's called a hand fan. She was fanning with her empty hand. So now he quotes Sri Krishna's bhajan about Radha Krishna eating lunch and Madhyan Lila in Radhakund. O Chandramukhi Radharani, when will that day come when I go to a kunja at Radhakund and sit down a place and set a place for Krishna to sit down? I will set a glass of water there for Krishna. Then Krishna will come and sit down and I will carefully feed him, feed Krishna. This is a manjari praying. The manjari is feeding Krishna at Radhakund. He's praying, the manjari is praying Radharani. When will that day come? Well, I'll go in the kunja and I'll sit Krishna down. I'll give him a glass of water and he'll sit down and I'll carefully feed him, but my hand will be trembling. I'll give him different fruits and vegetables as well as ghee-soaked rice. Listen, ghee-soaked rice. For all the cooks out there. As I am serving Krishna fruits, the jewel decorating my nose will be swinging. Seeing this, Krishna will become absorbed in my swinging nose jewel. He's hypnotized by the manjari's nose jewel. He's hanging, going, swinging a little bit because he's going through the prison. That's amazing meditation. Seeing Krishna become absorbed in my swinging nostril. Madhu Mangal, seeing this, would laugh and say to Krishna, "When is overtaking you, my friend, at this important time of meal taking?" Because for Madhu Mangal, there's nothing can distract this meditation on food. He's totally on a dhyan. He's totally meditating on and on means food, grains, on a dhyan. Not on a dhan, on a dhyan. He's totally meditating on the food. And he explains that when he's eating, and Krishna go in the Sri Govindalilamrita, Krishna asked Madhumanga, Madhumanga, what do you know about Ras? He said, when I see tasty food soaked in ghee, my hair stands on end. When I contemplate the beautiful taste of sweet rice, I start perspiring. And when I taste pakoras dipped in pineapple chutney, I start trembling. So he describes how he eats and experiences asasattvic vomit. So there's no question of Madhumanga getting distracted by the swinging nose roll on the bottom of Manjari's nose. But Krishna's anything to do with women, whether they're 12 years old or 14 years old, Krishna can easily get distracted. And it's not unlike most men in this world also. As soon as they see a girl that's 12 or 13 or above, plus, then they're not paying attention to their french fries and milkshake. So Krishna's eating, hey, she's pretty cute. And dude, and my mom goes, hey, what do you think we're eating, man? What do you think? Because when Krishna eats, Madhumanga's always sitting with him eating. When he's having ratikeva or kunjalea, Madhumanga goes out to the fruit orchard to eat bananas. There's fruit orchards around the kunjas. You just read the description. The kunjas are Radhakund. There's fruit orchards, pomegranates, mangoes. So as soon as Krishna gets intimate, then Madhumanga says, excuse me, I'm going to go now. Okay, go. So he goes out. Grab bananas and mangoes, and then everything's over. He says, I think you're going to feed Krishna now. So he comes in, and you see Manjari's going, okay. Hey, Krishna, oh, you're back, okay, sit down. Just like sometimes I've been eating here, and somebody showed up. I said, oh, you want to sit down and eat with me? He said, yeah, somebody comes. Yeah, you know, it's culture, so then suddenly your lunch got cut in half. There you go. Culture first. So, Madhumanga's laughing. He said, what's wrong with you, buddy? Why are you getting distracted looking at this cute little Manjari when you should be absorbed in eating? Then Madhumanga goes on. You, Krishna, you're trembling uncontrollably while eating your pakoras, and thus your eating has been obstructed. I think you should put all these cakes and cream-filled puris on my plate. And then you'll be more relaxed and can focus on your object of meditation. When Radharani hears Madhumanga's joking words, she will laugh aloud. She'll laugh loudly in happiness, along with all the other sakis. Oh, Radharani, when will I see her laughing face? I will get so much pleasure, hairs of my body will stand on end. So that's it for today. Next week we'll discuss about Vyabhachari Bhavas, which are transient feelings that come and go. They're also called sanchari. Sanchari, chari means move, and they're feelings that move. They come, they move in and move out. They come in and create certain excitement, certain feelings, and they go away and the feelings recede and disappear. Okay, that's fine.